All right, and we're live.
Oh, we're live.
We're not actually live because this is, in
I mean,
order
it's live, like talking.
Yeah, we are
I mean,
talking
it's
live.
not like, oh, I guess, I don't know what I'm talking about. I got
So
nickel.
yeah, welcome everybody to the second episode of the Nerd Alert Podcast, where we discuss all things nerd, including movies, comic books, writing. Books, anything. Anything nerdy, anything like that. You're probably not going to hear too much about soap operas on this podcast.
Unless there's like a nerd, like superhero show turned into like Small Town.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Or Flash.
Or The Walking Dead, or Flash on
Flash.
CW. Okay, you know what?
Anything on
You
CW.
will hear about soap operas that are masked as nerd shows. So, yeah, we're just too silly to realize it. What's your name? All right. So, of course, I'm your host, Edge, and I'm being joined here by my co-host, Mrs.
Oh, I
Edge.
thought you were going to introduce me.
Oh, yeah, I will introduce you. Mrs. Edge!
I need, like, epic theme music to go with it, though, while I drink my coffee.
All right,
I mean, my
it's
chocolate
tea.
tea.
Yeah.
With my silk satchel.
Boom.
Target, Mrs. Edge!
Mrs. Edge in the house. All right.
My house.
So today, Mrs. Edge is actually my real wife. That is, I don't know if you might have been wondering if it was just a name or something, or she has a, no, it's my actual wife. I mean, my last name obviously isn't really Edge, but yeah. So being married. We share a multitude of inside jokes, don't we?
Yeah.
We went through a
Oh,
lot of
yeah.
them too. There was the pandas for a while, and then there was mustard, and now it's goats. Sips tea.
It tastes like chocolate.
Yeah, we yeah.
Wait, we're
So
not gonna talk about that.
we got
I wanna
chocolate
talk about
tea. All
goats.
right. Anyway, so goats. Back to goats. Sorry.
Okay.
This is my first ever podcast experience. So, I mean, I think it's typical for podcasts to get off topic, but
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Hey.
We're being professional.
English.
Okay. By being unprofessional. So,
Yeah, I can like you're looking at a screen right now. I'm so
well,
sorry.
yeah, because
You're like raising your eyebrows and like
it's,
doing all this stuff and like
yeah,
looking at the microphone.
because it's so funny because most people who have podcasts, they start off with podcasts and then transition to video. Yeah, so I'm actually going through a different thing. I'm used to doing video and now I'm transitioning into podcast, which isn't my first podcast. It's the second episode, but we're gonna give credit where credit is due. My first podcast is this one. It's like one of those movies that's in a weird order, but like
It's like
this.
the X-Men timeline.
Yes, this is like the X-Men timeline. It's
Yeah, you
all
get me.
messed up. It's all messed up.
It's all
So
messed up.
anyway,
Anyways.
back to goats,
And
and a
goats.
goat, and a goat.
And goats.
That's the inside joke. I don't remember how it came about. Do you remember how and a goat came about? No.
I think I showed you like a meme on Tumblr that was like a goat, and I was like, and also a goat. And also there's a
No.
goat here.
It's it was the we got insurance
Oh, yeah, the insurance! It was an insurance thing!
Yes, so what my wife was saying is that we got this
Translate,
insurance
Tom.
offer in the mail. Yeah, I'll be a translator. We got an insurance offer in the mail, and it had a picture of a goat on it. I don't know why. Maybe because goats like
It was
wreck
like
things?
goat, no, it was like, goat got your, like insurance, like, goat get somewhere else. It was some pun.
Oh, it's a pun.
It was a
Yeah.
pun. I
So it
think
was
we still
like,
have it
and
somewhere.
a goat, and a goat. I don't know. And it's just one of those things where when you're married.
We can stop explaining what inside jokes are now.
Yeah. So anyway, we decided to start off this podcast with making, because I love movies, my wife loves movies, we both love movies. So we're gonna say, what if And a Goat was the title of a movie? What would that movie be like? What do you? You can go
Do you
ahead
want
and
me to go
start.
first?
Yeah, I want you to
Do
go
I go
first.
first?
Yeah.
Okay, so my idea was like on the spur of the moment last night, as we're like just heading off to sleep. We're like, okay, so what kind of movie would this be? And I was like, okay, I got this. I
You
got
got
this.
it,
I
yeah.
got it. Okay, the goat. Okay, this is what happened. Something went wrong, and like You can stop turning it. I'm talking plenty loud. Stop.
I know, no, I'm just concerned. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Stop
it's just,
being concerned.
It's not you, it's me. Yeah, okay.
It feels like a robot now.
It does.
It's like slowly moving.
Okay,
this.
It's not going to move anymore.
Okay, fine.
So you got this.
Okay,
you
I got this. And I was like, something went wrong. And the human race switched minds with goats. And this whole movie would be about goats. But with, like, the human minds and, like, trying to switch it back. And they have to herd their humans counterpart that now have goat minds, and have to, like, herd them to make sure they didn't, like, die or eat things that were poisonous to humans, you know, like trees and too much paper and stuff like that. And it would be a live action. It wouldn't be animated. It would live action with, like, the talking lips and everything. Blah, 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 blah.
So how would you do the goats talking, though?
You put peanut butter in that kind of mouth.
Oh.
And it was like that.
Just try to look at peanut butter?
Yeah,
is that what they do for dog movies?
Yeah.
Really?
It's either that or CGI. I mean, like, in that old, like...
That always looks so
like,
weird, though,
that
sometimes.
That old, like, TV show, it had, like, a talking horse.
Yeah, know, oh, sometimes. Mr. Ed.
Yeah, and they put peanut butter in his lips, and he would smack it, like, blah, 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 like
Dude,
that.
Do you ever
and
think
just,
got,
like, add voice
yeah,
to it.
Do you ever think he got tired of peanut butter?
He is a horse, so I don't think they would know,
oh, okay.
But... These goats,
you know, but,
eat paper,
yeah,
so, when, like, giving peanut butter.
Another
like,
thing, though, is
Nutella
that you could do CGI goats, because look
no,
at...
No, we're not CGIing it.
But look at, no, a live-action movie with CGI goats, because look at the Jungle Book. Look at how...
No, we are doing live goats.
Okay, it's gotta
just,
be live goats.
It's goats.
All right.
It's just goats. I mean, like,
goats.
I'm not gonna wuss out of this TV show.
It's a TV show!
Yeah, it's gonna be a live-action movie that's gonna transition into a TV show.
Oh, maybe like a Netflix spinoff, you know, like a series?
Yeah, you know, like one of those crappy ones that, like, have to use CGI?
Yeah.
You
know, oh, yeah. Know? So the movie
like,
has
the movie
a high budget.
Yeah, the movie has a high budget. But, like, some amateur, like, took it upon themselves to make this into a TV show for
I love
some
how,
reason.
I love how your movie's great, but you're purposely saying your TV show's gonna suck.
There's no other way. You can do spinoffs. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess I'm gonna do mine.
Okay.
Mine is like a wait. No, no. Wait. First of all, casting. Who are we gonna cast?
I don't know.
Because we gotta cast people who would be good like goats. You know, like. Brrr!
We're 10 minutes in. I don't think we have to talk about casting.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Here's who I would
cast. Johnny Depp or something.
Johnny
like
Depp.
The guy that plays Barry in Flash. I want him in Cisco. I want them to be like goats, and I purposely want them to do stupid things with their human bodies.
Okay. And
like
Mark Wahlberg, that'd be
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
It's you know because
no, not Adam Sandler.
Not Adam.
He'd be like that.
He's already a goat. Like they would think that you're like, oh you're a goat too. It's like no, it's just me, you know. Oh, Pumba, Pumba. He'd be like, oh, he was the only one not infected, you know.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, it's like a buddy cop movie. Okay, so there's two cops, you know, they're kind of part of one of those letter organizations, and they have to go on a secret mission, but they don't like each other. Yeah, this well, you know,
it's another way to do it.
Yeah, it's a classic. This one guy, he's kind of. Yeah, I'll try some. He's kind of goofy, you know, and silly, or whatever. And the other guy, he's kind of like a little cool, you know. He's cool, you know. And they don't they
like the other guys.
Yeah, they like the other guys.
The Rock has to be in your movie then.
Yeah.
He's be the cool.
Or like Rock and Kevin Hart, like that movie that came out recently. I didn't see it, but it might be good. Anyway, so they have to go on this mission, and they have this secret file, like a flash drive. Yeah, here you go. They have like a flash drive or something. So. It has the secret intel, okay? But they're about to be compromised. So here's where the and a goat part comes in. They feed this goat this flash drive, like in
okay,
like a
but ball. Like where were they with this goat? Like did they just like look everywhere and all of a sudden you just like here and they just like look at this goat and like grab that goat.
Grab the goat. I'm feeling like a small like one of the
in the Himalayas, not like, Himalayas, but like Switzerland.
Yeah, like, yeah, like,
yeah,
there's a small farming village, yeah, like one of those, and they feed it to the goat, right, and, okay, but now here's the problem, they have to get it back, so they have to wait for this goat to poop, this flash out, this goat just became, what do you call it, like,
National security, like,
yeah,
problem thing,
he's
basically, like, national treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a natural treasure. He contains our, like, nuclear launch codes. So they have to, like, the enemies or something, you know? So they have to get this goat. And the comedy comes from, like, you know, they're, like, there's, like, lugging this goat, like, everywhere, you know?
And the triphenate laxatives, but like they'll go puke all the laxatives up.
Yeah, he's blah. And they're like, no, and you know, you get some physical comedy, you get some, you know, some witty comedy, you know, because
some poop comedy,
but not too much. It's a little,
just a little nugget.
Yeah, a little nugget of poop comedy. Yep. So I mean, they eventually, you know, the goat becomes the bond that between them.
Ooh.
And like Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg or The Rock and Kevin Hart, you know, whoever plays it.
Who plays the goat?
Steve Carell is a CGI mocap to play the goat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
There'd have to be like releases of photos.
Yeah, that's yeah. No, that's the only reason why he does. So in the special features, you can just see him. Like you see.
Special features is like the movie with like before they fix it.
It's just
like him like walking around like on fours like with a super.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Or alternatively, you can do Andy Serkis because he's really good at mocap. But I mean, why? Why make that
joke?
Why would
you want someone good at mocap?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well,
anyways,
that was something. That was good. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Speaking of stories,
of things, you know. But first of all, I want to say if you're watching this podcast, you're following this podcast.
Watching it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so used to video. If you're listening to this podcast, go to my Facebook page, which is Two Edged Words. And I'm going to put a poll on there to see who's and a goat
right
movie
now.
Won. Not right now, but I'm going to put it up in the future.
Yeah.
And you can go.
I want my goat. You can goat.
You can goat to the page bowls. And vote. Yes. Goat to the poll. That's something that Joe Hillary would make.
Clinton?
Yeah. No, it's not like anything political, but like.
Pokemon Go to the polls.
All right, she called herself like Hilrambe.
She
was like,
she really tried. I mean, she should get points for that.
Yeah, she should get points for trying. We're not endorsing any of the candidates. This is a nerd show.
Not endorsed by.
Yeah, not endorsed by any of them. Okay, so yeah, go with that. Vote in that poll. And also, that's it. And a goat. All right, so yeah, speaking of stories, you wrote one. And it's a fantasy novel.
Yep.
And you know, I was thinking today, like, what is more nerdy than fantasy? Like if you,
sci-fi?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, what's more, yeah, no, sci-fi. Yeah, what I'm saying
Star
is,
Trek?
Like, when I say, I meant original. Like, what's more, like, OG than fantasy? Like, as far as nerdy stuff goes, that was probably the first nerdy stuff was, like, fairy tales.
Can you, like, imagine, like, all these, like, older men, like, oh, did you hear that one folklore, but with this folklore?
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you hear that Trevor said? Like,
yeah.
Half fan, like, fanfics are basically, like, modernized, like, Disney.
Boom.
I don't know what I'm trying to say, but.
I know what you're trying to say, yeah. It basically would be like today, like, you know, people would be like, oh, did thou see that play of the fantasy with the stuff? Oh, I thought the,
I
the
don't
actor.
Have.
I doubt thought the actor did a. What?
Nothing.
I doubt have?
Yeah.
Is that?
No, it's not bad.
Oh.
Just keep going.
Alright. Yeah, like, you know, like, oh, I doubt thought that actor sucked. And be like, what?
Well, you suck, sir.
You suck. Do you bite your thumb at me?
I do bite my thumb at you, sir. No, I don't bite my thumb at you, sir, but I do bite my thumb.
At who? Okay. Anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah, so basically the point is,
deaths later.
What is more OG than fantasy? And you wrote a fantasy book, you know, so this is very appropriate that we're talking about this on Nerd Alert.
Hey.
So, I got some questions for you. First of all, the name of the book is Sirens, and it's part of a series called the Deepest Water series, and the first book is called Sirens. So, basically, I've heard this is the hardest question to ask any author. What is it about? Tell us. Yeah, what's it about?
It's about,
Alright, do you want me to do it?
I can do it, I guess.
It's okay.
I have to practice.
Alright, yeah,
practice.
Great, this is great practice.
I gotta do it. Well, it's about this. Girl, how much do you want me to explain? Like, the
just
short
like, yeah, just like
long
a short summary.
Oh, okay, it's about this girl whose name I can't say because of spoilers, and she wakes up on not Earth, but a different world. It's the hardest question for a reason. Hey, anyway, she wakes up in like the future.
Well, yeah.
In the future. But like, she woke up.
But where was she before?
She was in a utopia, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Utopia, you know, sarcastic, quote unquote. And she was put into this capsule because, like, they're going to war and her parents are like, you're going to die. And she's put in this capsule and she wakes up 2,000 years later and her city is decaying and in ruins, and so are all the other cities, and they are being scavenged by elves and dwarves and everything like that. So it goes from, like, the sci-fi kind of futuristic novel to, like, an old Middle Earth kind of novel. Except, like, these are, it's, like, more steampunk Middle Earth, you know.
All right, so you get, like, so many good things. You get the dystopian thing that everyone's into.
Yeah.
For a short time.
Yeah.
Then you get fantasy, and then you get steampunk. Like, what more could you ask for in a book? I mean, there's probably...
Adventure, sword fighting, sports, romance. Yeah.
True love.
True love.
Yeah. So the second question is, I know this book deals with a lot of, like, deep themes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dark things, mean?
Dark, yeah, it's a lot of dark things. It's kind of a balance of, what I really like when reading it is how it's a balance of, like, fun, lighthearted, almost like a Harry Potter, almost like a children's story, but at the same time, it's not.
Oh, no.
At all.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And it deals, not for children. Yeah. It deals with, like, themes like, you know, why do societies fall, and why, you know, where is our society heading towards, yeah. And
it
rape.
It deals, like, with rape and, like,
PTSD.
Abuse and, like, PTSD, yeah. And, you know, like, nightmares and yeah. Like...
So what inspired you to write this? Like, yeah, you. Like, what inspired you to write
some... Me?
No, the, yeah, no.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman. No. What inspired you to write it?
Well, you did.
I did.
Yeah, because you're like, when they were watching like Harry Potter, I'd be like, Harry Potter's so stupid. And I'm like, but I really want to watch it. You were like, oh, fine. I guess I'll watch it. I'll watch it, but I'll be on my phone, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of watching. And like, then we like watch the whole series like within a few days because you're like, oh my gosh, Harry Potter's so cool.
It's so cool.
I
even bought the Elder Wand recently.
Yeah, I did.
That's but anyway, so we're watching that.
Yeah, we're watching that. And you're like, why don't you write anymore, sir? And I was like, you know, after, like, I broke up with my ex because, like, he was really abusive. That douche canoe, you know, was really abusive. I was like, I just never really wrote because, you know, I just kind of lost all interest in all my hobbies. I'd be like, well, maybe you should start writing again. I'm like, I don't know how. And then you're like, well, why don't you do, like, something like Harry Potter? You know, like... Like, these little, like, teenagers, like, preteens, like, go on an adventure, and you can do that. And I, like, started talking about my old books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And why I had one similar to this one. But they're going, like, why don't you do several people? And then I was like, I don't really know how to do that. And, like, a few months later, we had, like, fleshed out this idea. We, like, took it from, like, five, like, main characters to just, I'm just going to call her Maria for now.
Maria yeah.
And... Damien, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, what about, like, these things happen, like, she'll go, like, start Utopia, and it kind of, like, turn into, like, Middle Earth, like, okay, we got that down. But remember, we didn't really have any fleshed out, like, steampunk or, like, scavengers or anything like that.
Where did that actually came from? A dream.
Yeah, it came from a dream.
Yeah. Talk about that a little. That
came from
a dream.
Like, I was, like, had a dream that I was dreaming about a book, and, like, she was in, like, this, like, tub, you know, like, a floating, like, wooden tub.
Yeah.
Like, giant barrel. And she was floating down a river towards a gate with a bunch of gears on it. And when they went inside, it was, like, Middle Earth, but they had, like, taken, like, old ruins and, like, from our city and, like, built their towns out of it. And after that, it just kind of, like, fell together.
Yeah.
But it took another amount of planning.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's what inspired you to actually write the book. But what about the themes? Like
oh, I was supposed to talk about that?
No, I wanted to talk about both. Like, what about the themes? Like, what also, like, you had the idea, but what made you say, you know what, I'm going to talk about rape. I'm going to talk about PTSD. I'm going to talk about where society is going.
Yeah.
Like, what made you want to do that?
Like, you know, society, we, like, tend to never give a voice to this in literature, you know? Like, most literature you read is more, like, this teenage girl really doesn't like her parents, and she's more of a self-discovery route, and that, which this book is, but it's taken from the viewpoint of, like, I think the new reign, which is Rape and Incest National Network site released the statistics for this year, and it was, like, 1 in 10 people will be sexually assaulted in a lifetime, which is one woman every 2 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's like this recent, like last week, they took out that poll.
So like, if we've been doing this for like 15 minutes, like how many, like how long have we been doing this?
20.
20 minutes? So like,
That's about 10 women have been raped
since we've been talking about this.
And it's like no one, they don't really feel like they have a voice. And a lot of women don't feel like they have a voice long after like their assault or anything like that. And I was like first like sexually abused when I was 12, you know, and I'm 20 now, and that's like 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years that I've had PTSD, and like I had other boyfriends since then who've done worse, and like my last one that like physically raped me. And I felt like, you know, you don't really have a voice in that. But, you know, writing really gives a voice to that, and I like describing that struggle that a lot of women go through, because a lot of people don't see it in detail as much as they would if it was in a story. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of women who have gone through that wouldn't be able to face how they feel unless it was in a story. And I know personally, myself, and like a lot of people who I've talked to, they find there's a lot of healing in seeing someone else's struggle and, like, knowing that it's normal to have these certain things come up in you, or it's, you're not crazy to feel this certain way. And what a better way to do that in a widespread scale, but in a fun story that follows the main character's discovery of, like, her abuse and rape and how she, like, discovers who she is, you know, and finds her personality, because, like, a lot of times personality is stripped from you in that. And how she finds her personality while at the same time being on this grand, like, really fun quest, you know?
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, breaks down the barriers that a lot of people would have towards, if you're just reading a book about, like, just that informational, like, biography.
Yeah.
Or if you're just listening to someone's story about that, it's kind of broken up and it's shown in, like, a daily life.
Yeah.
Within a really fun, like,
concept. So what you're saying is, like, the message of healing from mental disorder or a traumatic experience is almost weaved into the story
very delicately.
So, one of the things I definitely want to talk about, because we've already established that there is rape scenes in there, and you, right off the bat, within the first couple chapters, you establish what kind of tone this story is going to take.
Yeah.
And then it shifts to more of a fun tone.
Yeah, it's like, so, kind of like you get whiplash.
Yeah. It's and really then it's fun. And then it's dark again, and then it's fun. But you do it so well. But one of the things that when you start reading and you start getting really hooked on these characters and you're in there, you realize that this is a faith-based book. And it's from a Christian standpoint. So my question to you would be, what if we have listeners who are listening and they're not Christians and they loved everything you just said? Why should they read your book? Why they might be worried about that aspect of it? Why should they still pick up this
book? I guess it's like the same reason, like, some people don't read books because, you know, is the author didn't want it. Like how we were talking about earlier, like the author didn't specifically say two main males were gay.
Yeah, it was S.E. Henton who wrote the book The Outsiders.
Yeah, and she was like, well, I didn't write for the intent to be gay. I didn't really know a lot of gay people back then, and so it was a strange idea to me. And a lot of people didn't read her book after that, and like, well, we should throw it out. Well, I feel like if you are really open-minded, just because something's from a different worldview than what you hold to, you shouldn't just not read it. I mean, I read atheist books all the time, and like, Flash is postmodern, which we don't hold to at all.
It's very, for those of you who don't know, the worldview of postmodernism is almost like, you ever heard of existentialism?
It's life really has no purpose, and therefore we have to find our own purpose in life.
Yeah.
And whatever makes you happy.
The
purpose of life is to be happy.
Yeah, it's there is no purpose, but the purpose is to find your own purpose. In a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
So that's what The Flash on CW is, and we love that show.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, it is so amazing.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of things in shows like Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
That is postmodern, but if
it's
you go
Eastern
to...
Eastern pantheistic.
Yeah, a lot of Eastern, a lot of postmodern.
A lot of, like, reincarnation stuff.
Yeah, but there's also stuff that I can take away from it, like when, spoilers... When Zuko...
Spoilers!
spoiler.
Turn it off now.
Yeah, when, okay, if you haven't seen it, anyway, it, when Zuko when comes back to Iroh and he's like, I thought you would hate me, and he's like, oh, you know.
Oh, I thought we were going with different spoiler. Right?
Yeah, I you know, he's like, I love you. I was waiting for you to come back. You know,
yeah, it's like the, it's like the prodigal son in
yeah,
the Bible.
And yeah,
yeah, and that's why I feel like people like, I'm not read my book. I'm not like that. Like, you can read if you want to. I still edit a lot of it.
Yeah,
but it's like, you should be open to reading more material than just what you believe. Because in my book, it never directly says, like, you are all going to die and go to hell for wrongfully disobeying God. Yeah. It's more of, like, it's the faith, the Christian faith is taken into a different viewpoint of, like, it's called the High One, and, like, there's a priest that goes with it, and it follows the characters, like, the multiple characters. Like, one of them used to be in a tribe in the desert. And he holds a completely different view of gods and multiple gods and, like, other,
yeah,
like one guy hates, like, the religion because of what it did to, like, his past and, like, other things like this. And the priest, like, travels with him. And it's not directly, you have to accept this without, like any, like, you know, they automatically accept it. It's more like each character individually begins to realize that's what they want in their life due because of what the priest says and how it like, interprets into their own understanding, you know. Like, Maria, like, eventually comes to grips with it because she realizes, you know, the hope that it has in it and what it means for her and, like, everything like that. And she, all the things she experiences in that world just point to it automatically. Because all the darkness, like, if there's darkness, there has to be a light. And this is the only answer that I can find towards that light, you know.
Yeah, so
it's not like you have to be this religion. Yeah. Otherwise, this is the religion of the world that we're going to go with the worldview of.
Yeah. So just real quick, the opposite of that. Or I don't know if this can be real quick. The opposite of that, though, what would you say to Christians who feel like some of the themes in your book and the scenes are too dark for Christianity? What would you say to them?
The world is really dark, and if you look at the Bible, like, Job is like, I wish I was dead. You know, like, there's a lot of people in the Bible who are super depressed. And the Bible's a really dark book if you, like, look at it, you know. Like, Jezebel, which was, she persecuted prophets and, like, in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And she was the wife to a king. Well, she fell out the window and was ripped apart by dogs. So.
Yeah.
And, like, in the book of Ruth, Ruth and her mother-in-law, like, are basically, like, just being raped and, like, they're homeless and they rename themselves bitterness and, like, self-loathing and stuff like that. And there's, like, a lot of darkness in the world, and if we as Christians can't look at it, if we Christians can't think about it or write about it and offer hope to those situations, then what is Christianity? Because Christianity isn't just light, you know, it's not just, like, good times and, like, everything that we expect to happen after we're saved. It's also, like, all those really bad things that happen in our life, you know. Because a lot of my abuse happened after I was saved. And that doesn't mean I wasn't saved. It just meant that a lot of bad things happened after that. And I can't breathe while leaning in this chair. And if I can't write about that, if I can't explain that in a way that offers hope to people reading the story, no matter what walk of life or worldview they hold, you know, then what good is any story if it can't offer, like, to look at that darkness while at the same time showing you how that darkness can be turned around?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, well, yeah. If you want to pick this book up, once again, you can follow the Facebook page, Two Edged Words, or you can follow me on Twitter, at
your... I also have a Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah. Better yet, don't even follow my Facebook page.
No, follow his Facebook.
Yes, thank you. Follow my Facebook page and follow the Facebook page Deepest Waters Series. It'll have the link to buy the book. It will have,
updates,
quotes, pictures.
Really cool pictures.
Yeah, and you've already started writing the second book, haven't you?
Yeah, and, like, NaNoWriMo is coming up, too.
Yes.
Which is, like, National Write a Novel a Month.
So, and you're going to do that.
I'm going to attempt to do it.
So, yeah.
It's, like, 50,000 words. Like half the book.
Half the book.
I think.
So you're gonna make.
It's like maybe one third of the book because this is gonna be a super long book.
Yeah.
Well.
That's how it always goes. We've already
established it's gonna be long.
Yeah, it's gonna be long, and you've already decided to write another book in the series that you weren't even planning on. Nope. Because it was this story is became
just,
so
it's
big.
It's become so big. And that, it's yeah. so awesome. And I love it so much. I'm already beginning to see, like, the characters come alive and, like, Maria, like, discovering herself. And it's helped a lot with my healing because sometimes I'm able to add my own flashbacks and, like, nightmares into it. And it helps me, like, process it. And I think that, like, it's very similar to what a lot of women feel. And when they have nightmares and be able to, like, look through Catherine's eyes and see her conclusions come to, like, oh, I guess that kind of does relate to me, too. Like, oh, that's the conclusion. That's how she processed it. That makes a lot of sense. I think that's what may be happening with me, too.
So, I've heard it said that if there's a book you want to read that doesn't exist, write it.
Yes.
So, what would you say to women or even guys out there struggling with things like depression and they feel like they have a story to tell? What advice would you give them to start out?
Do they want to write a book?
Yeah.
Well, then, I guess, like, develop a book that you would want to read. Because that's why I started writing. I realized there's a lot of books that I want to read, but they don't really, that there's none that I could find that I specifically want to read. It would be like, if I wanted to read a book about, I'll just say Batman, for example.
Batman
doesn't exist.
But
there's
no Batman.
I want to read a book about some guy that's a billionaire, and he dresses up and goes and fights crime.
Yeah.
But there is no such thing like that I can find. Well, then I'm going to write something like that so I can read it. And that's why I started writing when I was, like, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Because there's books that I wanted to read, but that hadn't been written yet.
Yeah. That's really awesome. Like I said, go to Deepest Waters on Facebook, Deepest Waters Series. Like that, get all the information from the book. And also, if you already follow me on YouTube, on Twitter, at Your Host Edge, and on Facebook, Two Edge Words, I'll post all the links to that. It is still in the... There is still grammar mistakes in the book that's online that are going to be...
I don't want to buy it right now.
Yeah. And they're going to be remedied. So if you want to wait, or if you just can't wait and you feel like this is a story you need to read, just pick it up and you can always pick up another one when they're fixed. And also, it's going to be released on ebook soon as well.
We keep saying that.
But... Yeah, we keep saying it. It will be.
It'll happen.
So,
And go.
So, I just want to... I mean, we probably should wrap this up because it's going on a little long, but I just wanted to take a quick talk about the hype train that we've been riding for a couple of months now. Ruby,
woo!
Volume 4, if y'all don't know what that is an American anime that was created by Rooster Teeth's Monty Ohm, rest in peace. And it's about four girls.
He dies.
Not in the show, but in real life. He had an allergic reaction to... something that when he was in surgery and he died, the show still is living on through the Rooster Teeth animation, and it's about four girls, they go to school to learn how to fight monsters that are really prevalent in the world, and it's so amazing. It's one of the only, animes that was officially sold in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's very clear why, like, first season, but then you get to the second season, third season, it's so good.
So great.
It's so good. Yeah. I love all of them.
It's so awesome.
I just want them to be my friends forever.
Forever. And if you have watched the seasons, and you're probably waiting for the fourth one, too.
We should be dropping, like, it should have been dropped by the time we get this out.
Yeah. Come to the end of the 22nd. I don't actually know when they're going to release it, but it'll be tomorrow for Rooster Teeth First members, and the next day for everyone else, which is probably when we're going to watch it. Man, I'm excited. That trailer that dropped, it looks so cool. Like, the animation's definitely gotten better.
Yep.
Let's talk a little about that, like, just avoiding any spoilers from any of the previous seasons. What are you excited to see in season 4?
I'm excited to see where they take the animation, because they've been getting better with each one.
They have.
And I'm excited to see Ruby, who is the main girl, like, how she's grown through the current struggles that she's been... Because there's, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing the other characters, like, and how they're reacting to everything that's happened and stuff like that.
Because Ruby was, described her as pure innocence.
Yeah, now she's seen some crap.
She's seen some stuff now. So, like, how is that going to affect someone who's so innocent? And, you know...
Yeah, and she may still be, like, very, like, innocent, you know. But I think she may be more wise. You know, I feel like she'll still have that personality.
Yeah.
But she'll just be more wise for it.
Yeah. She's growing. I'm really excited to see Blake's story, because in many ways it kind of parallels Maria's in your book and what she went through. Except
but we can't spoil
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how she handles that. Without getting too in-depth, she is, you know, been abused and by someone she was really close to. And she's having to deal with that now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tearing her relationships apart with her friends, and it's affecting her life. And I'm really excited to see where she goes.
Yeah.
With that. You know, again, they've been releasing the Four Kingdoms World of Remnant, which is kind of a separate series they do. They just released Vacuo, which, by the way, we have to watch that because it's pretty cool. Yeah, they released Vacuo, which is the last kingdom.
That's
until
where Sun's from.
It is where Sun's from.
So we
and,
can see where the double yeah, tap is like.
Yeah, it's
pretty cool. Did you watch it with that?
I did. I'm sorry. It's a desert, by the way.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, his name is Sun.
Yeah, he is Sun, yeah.
He doesn't wear a shirt. You gotta get those,
Neptune from Vacuo?
No.
Okay.
No. Sun moved to... What is the other place?
Neptune.
Yeah.
The blue hair guy.
No, what's that place that they're from? Not Vacuo.
Mistral?
Yeah, Mistral. No, Sun moved to Mistral to go to school there. He said, I may be from Vacuo. I may be from Mistral, but I grew up in Vacuo. It's not really a shirt and tie kind of place.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that now.
Anyways.
But anyway, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, Yang, obviously.
We can't really talk about Yang. Okay, well, let's not talk about it.
But yeah, I'm really excited to see that and where they all take this. And if you haven't watched it, I mean, I would recommend binge watching it.
Binge watch the crap out of it.
It actually probably wouldn't take too long. Season 2 would probably be the longest that it would take you.
I mean, it would still take a while because, like, season 1's an hour, season 2 is like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Season 3 is like
you could probably watch it over the course of a week. And
if you're binge watching it, that's like a week game.
Yeah. Woof. Okay.
If you want to binge watch something, I expect you to watch all of them in like 3 days.
In 3 days?
I expect you to, like, or in 2 days.
2 days.
Your binge watching game is weak if you can't watch within a week.
Woo! Challenge? Is it accepted? I don't know. So, yeah, we're gonna probably start wrapping things up.
Okay.
It's been fun.
I slowly sunk deeper into this chair.
Yeah. You know,
I started out straight, and now I'm just kind of sideways, and, like, I'm about to fall.
Sideways. Came in this thing sideways. Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Man, you know.
Wow.
Second.
Actually really comfortable.
Man. Just rest my neck. You should have just done it like that the whole time.
No, because my arm hurts now.
Oh, okay. Man, closer? Like, what should we do? Should we, like, sing a song?
Why would I sing a song?
I don't know.
He's kind of...
What should we do?
I'm stuck.
Oh, man. Okay. This is really... Okay, there we go. All right. I guess, as always, I'm your host, Edge, and as always, thanks for watching.
I'm Mrs. Edge!
Oh, crud! No! They can't watch. Listening.
Well, this just is a railroad mess.
Yeah. Rewind. That's a rewinding noise. I'm sorry. I'm your host, Edge.
And Mrs.
And
Edge.
And she's Mrs. Edge.
Okay, about your wife.
And thanks for listening.
Woo.